Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Back to Basics Radio. This is Count Freysnok, your co-host. I'm not sure where Susie is at this moment in time, but Count Freysnok is here. I think I'm joined by Judgment, but I'm not 100% sure. Are you here, Judgment?
Hey, what's up?
Not much, not much. So what's been happening in the world of Unstoppable lately, buddy?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just getting here, so you have to give me just a second.
I hear there was drama between Stash and, was it Baldwin the other day?
Yeah, I'm understanding, Stash was, Stash and Baldwin and a few others. You got another caller here too, area code 478.
Sure, let's bring him on the air, see who it is.
Greetings and salivations.
Is that White Lightning? Congratulations. So happy that you could join our show.
Hey,
what are you new with White Lightning?
I was bored and nothing else to do.
Well, we're running a
story of
late.
WU.
We're running just a little bit late, so we're trying to spam it out.
Yeah,
I have no idea. I showed up and Susie's not here. I was expecting to show up, have her introduce me, and I don't know where Susie is.
I have a message for you, Judgy.
What's up?
Bubsy Wubsy loves you.
Hey, Bubs.
Bubsy Wubsy loves you.
All right, now you're starting to get people in the show, Count.
That's good to hear. I'm just refreshing my thing so I can look up to see who's in the chat.
I'm not in chat.
So today I was going to talk about promoing and, you know, having something prepared to talk about and, you know, knowing to do some research before. If you're going to storyline about something, basically, you know, have to do some research to get into your character because you can't really storyline, you know, being a grocer if you don't know how to bag groceries, right?
Well, that's true. A lot of people don't know how to storyline these days, and they need a good, hard lesson on it.
Speaking of bagging groceries, I love Walmart.
World of Walmart Wrestling?
You know, let me say this about World of Walmart Wrestling. A lot of people are talking about World of Walmart Wrestling. Here's the thing. Everyone, just hang with us. We know the holidays that just came up. I know Outlaw's manager has some stuff he had to take care of. I've had stuff I had to take care of. Count's had stuff he had to take care of. Plus, we've had the holidays. So we will be getting back on track with the World of Walmart in the next few weeks. Probably by the end of this week, we'll start having the bigger matches, start doing some title matches, start getting some stuff involved into it.
Well, I'm waiting for the wheelchair races.
Wheelchair. You have to wait for rollback for that.
I won two of my three matches.
Oh, congratulations. Two out of three ain't bad, in the words of Meatloaf.
That's true.
But I'm just waiting for King Outlaw to give me power in that company. He's been asking me to do the rollback show for weeks, and I can't do anything in the company. I'm like, I'm here, but what? I can't make matches, I can't make a scene, I can't do anything.
Well, we'll get you your powers here in the next week, next few days. I know that I'm going to be meeting with Outlaw probably tomorrow or either Sunday, and we'll be starting getting things back up on that. Yeah, and like Will, the production manager, says out in the chat, you want a T-shirt, go to Walmart.
Who's Will X project manager?
Will is the project manager for Sports Unstoppable. Now, we had him and Kevin on Monday night. For those that was able to listen to the show Monday night,
Will, okay.
We had Will. Yeah, we had Will. And, you know, the thing with Unstoppable, now this, you know, I sit back and I watched this past week. People on the feed doing this, people on the feed doing that, people doing this, people doing that. You know, and I was actually impressed with some of the stuff. I mean, I didn't see a lot of bitching, complaining, crying going on. So I was really impressed that people actually was able to play the game and do what they were supposed to do for a change instead of crying.
Well, there was one crybaby, but we ain't going to bring that up.
Yeah, we won't bring that up. We know that. You know, here's the thing on that. You know, okay, you're going to say you retire, you're going to leave the game. You might want to leave the game and wait a week for your news feed to clear out before you go and change your name, not 4 hours later. And then, like, a new person coming on, because when people go to fan you, they can see your news feed, and it actually says who you was in the past tense type of thing.
Seabiscuit!
Oh, no, it's Seabiscuit. But yes, true judgment. If you change your name without clearing your history, they can tell who, you know, you were so-and-so before, so you're kind of not really changing anything. It's pretty obvious.
And don't get butthurt and fan somebody over a joke, especially when the person that put the joke up was somebody that has taken up for your sorry behind so many times.
I don't know, Bubs. If a joke is bad, that's worse defanning, in my opinion.
Oh, no, it wasn't a bad joke. It was a good joke. Oh, it was a good scene.
I'll take your word for
it,
white lighting.
Because people making scenes is actually fun. Yeah, Judge Judy made an appearance. I saw that, by the way.
Yeah, and she shut him up real quick.
Yeah.
I guess he thought that Judge Judy was a fan of his. I don't know.
No, she adores Icon.
Who doesn't adore an Icon?
The
lighter. A drunken Scottishman.
True. But now, you know, back to the topic which you was talking about, storyline. Now, here's a question I can ask people about. And I do know that Susie is en route to the studio, so she should be here soon. But, you know, okay, Bubs, we have Bubs and we have Lightning here. So here, let me ask you guys. Is it better to plan out a storyline or just jump into it with someone?
Well, that's a gray area, because you can have impromptu storyline.
But
then you can have a drawn out, I mean, a storyline that lasts months. But you need to, you know, draw up a plan act. The best storylines are the ones that are, you lead into it and you build it. You plan, make sure that if you do end up pissing somebody off, they know it's a storyline and don't get hurt.
Very true. I say a good outline is good, improvisation to build it, but you should have an outline of where you want to go, kind of, and you just see where you guys go in trash talk and improv and all that stuff and how the crowd reacts.
Well, you know, okay, the thing with that is, okay, you can build a storyline and work it like me and Outlaw and so many others did to get that out, to get that storyline going, to get that story out. And it was great, the people that was involved in it and everything. But at the same time, there comes some people, I'm not saying everyone, but there's some people that the element of surprise is better than actually letting them in on the storyline itself. So I kind of to use the element of surprise on some people. Like, suddenly just throw something out and they're like, whoa. Because their initial reaction can help build a storyline better than someone being scripted.
Well, that the perfect example of an impromptu storyline is Spermicide Moonshine.
True.
It got people.
Spermicide Moonshine?
It's actually
horrible on levels.
No, it
was actually pretty funny. Yeah, it was quite tasty and quite fun to make. And we had fun making Spermicide.
And then we expanded to Spermicide Jello Shots.
True. But now, I know there's a lot of people now. Now, you guys talk about the storylines, like Count was talking about building storylines. Count, you're involved in one with Punisher right now. And you're actually, you're taking it across the board, which I am very impressed. I really like to see that.
I know, there's some twists and turns.
Yeah. Okay, when you're talking about twists and turns, now how do you go about pulling twists and turns into a storyline? Do you contact other owners of companies and say, hey, we want to pull it into here? Or do you just bring it in and let the owners of the company get the element of surprise as well that you're using it in their company?
I actually have not talked to Lord Amadeus once about the RAWF feud me and Punisher have. I figure I'm just going to bring it into the company. I'm on the radio show. I'm on other radio shows. And we want to fight in REWF pay-per-views, and we have been graciously accepted. And, you know, I didn't talk to Lord Amadeus prior. It was, you know, element of surprise kind of thing, but he seemed to be taken to it. And the match at Black Friday, well, that was fun. He didn't expect the Eddie Guerrero.
Well, that's true.
He brought the chair in the match, goes, oh, yeah, I brought a chair in to trap you so you could DQ. I'm like, no, you brought a chair in while the referee was down just so you get a few cheap shots in. I saw the referee coming back up. I tossed you the chair and fell down. I'm sorry. Company's mine.
Okay, well, then.
Yeah. Oh, he's companies again.
Oh, hello.
I'm here.
Hello,
yeah,
Susie.
Here.
I missed you so much.
I am so sorry, everybody. We got a late start on our class that I was having help with tonight, and so I'm here. Sorry.
Hi, Susie.
Hello, Susie.
Hi, Bubs.
Hello, Susie.
Hi, Lightning. Hi, Count. Hi, Judgy. Judgy, thank you. You're a lifesaver tonight.
Hey, you're welcome.
I owe you one.
Yeah, I couldn't get in the studio, so I was like, well, I can't start
yes.
the show. I need a host to call in.
We need to get together and remedy that. We have things have been so crazy. We haven't been able to train you on the studio.
Yeah,
our
well,
people will talk
right
to your
now,
people.
Right
do
now, my studio is spinning, so I can't do anything as far as bringing anybody else on or playing any kind of sound bites because it's just spinning. So anybody else
spinning.
That's called in just gonna have to hang on until we can.
We have one other caller. So, okay, let me make sure I have roll call here. So I haven't missed anybody. We got Bubs and White Lightning and Count and Judgy and me and whoever's on hold. Okay.
I think Tank Girl.
I'm trying to get Tank Girl. I push the button and it just sits and spins. I don't know.
Sit and spin.
There you go.
There you go.
She sits and spins? Well, yeah, we knew that.
There you go.
I have been called
you
a spinning
fan,
so it's okay.
You were just sitting there spinning, and I was like, okay, I see you on home. No, I bring you on because
well,
I can't get
fun,
it to open.
Girl.
That's what I just said. I am a spinny bitch.
Hello, Tank.
Right. Hello, White Lightning. Good evening, Bubsy Wubsy.
So,
hey,
Tanky, how do you feel about storylining? How do you like to talk about storylining? Do you like storyline? How do you feel about it?
I really do enjoy storylining, and I am enjoying yours and Pun's storyline at the moment, and I want you to tear him apart. Okay? Beat him. until you're
he,
pissed me
oh,
crazy.
The next pay-per-view at RAWF, he was foolish enough to offer his career for another chance at his company back.
Yeah.
So if I beat him at the next RAWF pay-per-view, well, Punisher is no longer in WU.
Well, he's saying it's going to be
I have a question for you. What's the topic tonight?
Storylines.
Storylines, okay.
I just came up, I pulled one up my arse. I storylined it up my arse.
So do we like them? Do we not like them? Do we enjoy them? Are they our favorite things? Are they the bane of our existence? What?
Just how people feel about storylines in general. Like,
is
it better
really,
to
really, it's
just
trying to find people you can play well with who
yeah,
will sell and also...
Go ahead.
Oh, just basically try to find people who you can play with, who, you know, you guys have a rapport, you guys can trash talk without being, you know, affected by it. You can just keep going. It's trying to find somebody basically you can play with and make it look, you know, good.
Well, I have tried in the past a storyline with certain people, and sometimes they're as dumb as a brick.
Oh, yeah. Some people are as dense as a brick house.
Well, first of all, the person has to know how to storyline.
And I still agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of them, to be honest with you, I cannot remember the guy's name. This was back when I was in NWN. We were
New World Nation
tag team partners. And he counted out in two tag team matches. So I threw him under the bus.
Literally or figuratively?
And
probably a little bit of both.
Tag team partner and storylined it to where we were supposed to be in a match, and I came out with a steel chair and hit him in the back of the head and walked off. He just kept fighting.
Good one.
Well, that's god modding. That's not storylining.
No.
We were building up to the storyline. That was just the beginning. And we were going to go in, have it out in the locker room. And my new tag team partner was going to appear.
Did y'all work it out? Now, here's the question. Did you work it all out ahead of time?
Yeah. I told him what was going on. And he was first agreeable to it. And then about 2 weeks after we initiated this start, he leaves the company.
And then he obviously doesn't know how to storyline. Well, I mean, that's the biggest thing is if you're going to do a storyline, you know, the person has to know how to storyline. And then they have to be, you know, all parties have to commit to it. And you know, I mean, if you go back and you listen, we've had some extensive shows on how to storyline. And, you know, you have to plan things out. And that's where it all comes down to. You have to know who you're working with. Because if you don't know who you're working with, how do you know if they're going to get, you know, halfway into the storyline and just bail on you?
And Peter, that's very true. I always say you have to know who you're working with, but you have to know yourself. Because if you don't know what your character would do, then how can you how can you storyline that? If you don't know Count, if I didn't know what Count would do, what, you know, in any response, how could I storyline being Count?
Exactly.
Okay, here's a question, throw it out there to you, to the panel. Is there someone in Unstoppable that you want to storyline with but have not been able to storyline with yet?
That's a really good question.
Two people.
Okay.
And it would be like a crossover, too. It's drifting.
Drifty and who?
Candy.
Oh.
Oh, Drifty and Candy?
Lightning has an obsession for that pink hair of Candy, so I mean, we've really got to learn that.
It looks like cotton candy, man. What do you want?
I've storylined with Candy, and it was so much fun. We had a ball versus nose match, and I won Shifty's clown nose because she bet a clown nose, and she stole her husband's.
Ooh, and while y'all talking about that, we got another person to bring on for you guys. It finally stopped. Oh.
Speak of the devil.
Shall appear.
If I talk with a limb of the star, Bobby, you know where I left tie. As a school, and a tongue, I'm sleeping, and a power to see that.
Good evening, everyone. Are we talking storylines?
Hello, Amadeus.
Hello,
Lord.
If anyone should be talking about storylines around here, it should be me. My whole career in Wrestler Unstoppable was one big storyline.
Oh, yeah, we've had a couple good storylines, Amadeus.
Who is this again?
No sold.
Funny.
But it is you. as I was saying. I mean, how many storylines have I done over the past 2 years using using CSW, RAWF, and Happy Hours?
Well, it's true, but I'm talking about, you know, not actually on Happy Hours. We'll throw Happy Hours. Yeah, people go on Happy Hours because they can work their storyline, get it out more to the people that aren't in the specific companies. But I'm talking about, like, in general, carrying it through different companies, carrying it. I mean, you've done it. Mm-hmm. I've done it. We've all done it. But I'm talking about, like, to carry it throughout different companies, not just specifically on radio.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Wait, you...
Okay, well then, Amadeus, answer this one. Is there someone out there that you would love to storyline with, but you haven't been able to storyline with yet?
No.
No?
No, because anybody that I'd want to storyline by now probably left the game.
Well, that's true. There's a lot of good ones out there.
No offense to anybody that's still playing the game.
True.
I'm just saying. Let me put it to you this way: if everybody that's ever played Unstoppable. Right now, we're still playing Wrestler Unstoppable. Yes, there is one person that I would love to storyline with if I ever got the chance.
Who's that?
Relic Reed.
I knew it!
I figured that was what you were going to say. Relic's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Because I think Relic and I could have some pretty damn good trash talk battles on the air and in scenes.
Yeah, I think
so. Well, if we're going to go with that, I wouldn't mind a storyline with Spicy McHaggis one day, I tell you.
That's true. That's also a good one. I guess I kind of have storylined with him, so.
I storyline with Spicy a lot, but, you know, as well, yeah.
No,
is that
what we're calling it now?
I was calling it Bow Chicka Bow Bow, but, you know.
Me and Michelle... Me and Shell call it having a meeting, and I guess you call it storyline. Okay, well.
I've seen your meetings on Happy Hours, and I'm still scarred.
Yeah.
You'll be paying my next therapist bill.
Yeah.
After the last Pink Hobo incident. Yeah.
Oh, don't bring up Pink Hobo cookies.
No.
Yeah, true.
You owe me for cleaning again, L.A.
Yeah, you know, he and L.A. and Hobo just don't get along.
What do you mean don't get along?
Well, it's not good for his hair.
Let's see, I remember the first time you ever drank Hobo.
I don't recall that very well.
Let's see, we were chasing you all over WU. You threw up in multiple places and...
On my shoes.
Yeah, it was pretty ugly.
Oh yeah, isn't that when I drew the picture of Truth and Shifty and Yvonne on and stick figures on the wall?
I think so.
That
was great.
All right, Amadeus, since you're willing to answer questions, I'm going to give you another question here about storyline.
Go ahead, my fellow, my favorite pineapple lifesaver.
Yo. All right, has there been someone that you've been involved in a storyline with and you've wished that you never got involved in that storyline with?
Hold on, I'm counting.
One, two, three.
Let's see, there's one... particular one. Let's put it this way. There's one that I started the storyline with and then gave up because I realized I wasn't enjoying it as much as I had hoped.
Okay.
He is a former host of this radio show.
All right.
Hello?
No, that was my alarm going off for my medicine.
Oh, okay. All right, since you said that, then do you go back to what Count said originally. Count, I don't know why you're not taking over the show since it's yours, dude.
Yes, Count.
Oh, sorry. I heard Realm was mentioned. I figured I would totally just pull a Realm.
You pull a Realm, and I won't have to worry about teaching you how to use the studio.
I do apologize. I was reading Shifty. He does want a storyline with me. He mentioned he would love to storyline with Count one day. Sorry, I was, you know.
That would be quite interesting.
I think it would be a show stealer.
Oh, Shifty.
Anybody else got any questions? I'm all about answers tonight.
How's your hair growing in?
I have a question for you, Laura Amadeus.
You beat me to it.
Oh, my God, did you
just
call him Laura?
Did you use chloroform to get Shell, or did you just use a lot of alcohol to lower inhibitions?
Okay, real questions, please. Anyone? Anyone? I thought we were talking about storylines.
Okay, are you more of the shock value of a storyline, or do you like it to be planned out, detailed, step by step?
I think it's a combination of both. I think it has to be a combination of both.
It has to be.
I'd like to think ahead and plan ahead, certainly, on certain times. But then there's times when a situation brings itself and you think, this would be a good place to start a storyline. Let's do this and shock the hell out of everybody.
True.
So it really depends. It really depends. Now, you got to be careful, though, with the shock part, because, A, you run the risk of god-modding, because if you just throw yourself out there without at least thinking, am I doing something getting in the way or doing something that somebody wouldn't want to do?
Am I going too far?
I have made that mistake in the past, and, you know, but you get... planning out is usually the best way. If you decide to do a shock value one, you do have to think at least for a couple seconds, can I make this work? Will it piss anybody off? Will I upset anybody?
I was going to say, you know, well, repercussions.
Okay, but now if the person is a heel and they are a known heel, and they pull a shock value that pisses people off, would that be considered more of a better part of the storyline added to it? Or are people just jump to conclusions saying, oh, what the hell is this person doing? But
well,
yet they
forget.
Well, you
have to see if the outcome is worth the risk.
Well, okay, but
if
you're
it's,
a heel, okay.
If it's heat, but it's cheap heat too much, that you go too far, like, you know, say, murdering kittens on radio, you know, you go a little too far, you're trying to be a dick, but you've gone too far. You know, there is a line that, you know, for a heel that, you know, there's no rule, but there is a line that you should follow.
Oh.
Okay, then.
See, there we
lines.
Go. Somebody's.
You can't. Don't count. You don't have to follow through just because you come up with the idea. Come on, seriously.
Is it okay
to push
the
envelope? I'm sorry, it was looking at me like I wanted food.
Is it okay to push the envelope in a storyline?
It's okay for what?
Is it okay
it depends
to push
on how
the
you
envelope?
Want to push the envelope.
It depends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, judge. That's a very broad. That's a very broad.
Well, you can push the envelope. Right, don't push
the
post office.
Okay, we use one of the example. Okay, one of the big examples. One of the biggest storylines that I wasn't even involved in it, but everybody seems to know it. It was in CSWF. Michael Brewer storyline with Shelby. See, the thing with that storyline is some people will argue, say it was a bad storyline. Some people will say it was a brilliant storyline, which I was in the middle because at first it pissed me off because I fell victim to it is because we as a group allowed their storyline to continue writing itself in our minds when it stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So is it okay to carry a storyline to that level, or should people back off before they go that far?
Well, I think the problem with their storyline was that they chose to carry out a storyline that a lot of people were going to be upset with. And then when they carried out the storyline, they allowed people to get involved in it that didn't know anything about it and try to take over their storyline instead of just, you know, messaging people and telling them, hey, back off. We know what we're doing. This is all planned out. You know, leave us be. And instead, a lot of people got upset about it and then tried to interfere with it. And a lot of hard feelings were had over the way the storyline took place. I personally, I didn't care for the storyline on how they started it. I didn't personally care for it. But I saw it for what it was. It was a storyline, and I let them do their own thing. And I tried to help out as I could in my GM capacity at CSWF by, you know, the day that the whole thing took place, you know, people were crying and complaining, well, where's the GMs? Why aren't they doing anything? Well, we're trying to set matches so you won't gripe and complain that you're not getting your matches, and then trying to keep up with what's going on. But I just let them do their storyline because, well, I figured, you know, they have it all planned. They're grown-ups. They probably have this. They probably know more about what's going on than I do.
Right.
But
anybody else?
To
answer your question, though, Judge, as far as that particular storyline goes, I had no problem with it. I personally had no problem with it.
Well,
that was CSW, not CSWF.
Okay, my bad.
Well, yeah, Shifty says that.
But you know, I had the thing, I didn't like the attack on Michelle, personally. I didn't like that. But I also didn't go in and badmouth them and trash them and say, oh, you shouldn't have done that. But that was my personal feelings. But I didn't interject my personal feelings into their storyline.
Right. See, that's why I said I was a victim of it. I jumped to conclusions because I didn't stop and look at it as a storyline type of thing. I looked at it like, oh, what are these guys doing? You know, and then when you stop and you read, like, me and Amadeus talked about it and several other people talked about it. And when I actually went back and read it as a storyline type point of view, I thought it was a brilliant storyline.
Yeah.
Because it had the reaction. I mean, if something like that was to happen on WWE, because everybody likes to watch WWE and they like to go through with it, then if it happened on there, people are going to get mad. But at the end, the people are sitting in the back. They're laughing. They're cutting up. They're carrying on. They're like, look how great this is. And that's where, you know, that's when I, you know, that was one of the things that when Count said storylines, it hit me. How far do storylines go? Because do you allow people to jump to their own conclusions, or should people just sit back and look at it and say, wow, this is a good storyline. Let's see how this is going to pan out.
Well, at the end of the day, if you're having a storyline and someone gets upset about it emotionally and messages you privately about it, you let them know, hey, all part of the show, and enjoy it or don't watch. One or the other. It's going to happen. At the end of the day, emotions are there, and then we have to respect them and, you know, at least accept that they're there. But that should not waver us, you know, oh, someone could be offended by this, so I can't do that. That just is too many second-guessing then. Then anything we do could be offensive to somebody, and then you can't be a heel. You can't be, you know, just, there's no point.
You know, saying hi to Count on the feed could be offensive to somebody. But I can't
let
that
stop. If I say hi to MK,
stop.
I know I'm going to get like four people saying, oh, you're talking to that bitch. You're talking to, you know, that,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, why are you talking to that four? Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, everything we do, somebody, you know, like the old saying, you can't please all the people all the time. You know, somebody's going to be mad at you for whatever reason. Sorry, my alarm's going off again. You know, for whatever reason, somebody's going to be upset with what you do. And if you dictate your life around pleasing everybody, are you ever going to be happy?
True. And with that, I brought in two more people. We have area code 414 and Shifty.
Oh.
I think one is Kelly.
That's Crushing Kelly.
Okay, Kelly.
Oh, sorry.
Hi, Kelly.
Crushing Kelly.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Shifty.
Hello, Crushing Kelly.
Hi, Shifty.
But you know,
hello, Judgy Claws.
Hey, what's up?
But you know, if we dictate our lives around making everybody happy and not stepping on anybody's toes, we're going to be miserable. Because
you're never
going to
make
it
anywhere if you can't.
Can I chime in here?
Yes, go ahead.
Sure, Shifty,
okay.
Why not?
Well, notice this is just me coming at you from a half-manager, half-character sort of hybrid here. Being that I ran CSW during the time of the Michael Brewer storyline, you know, I can say that, you know, it's you can't try to please everybody. I have a problem with that sometimes as a manager aspect. I want to make people happy because I love doing my character. I love going out there and I love being just the big jackass clown that makes everybody just howl with laughter. That's me. I have to, when I go on and I do happy hours, I have a specific way that I do it. But when I was running CSW, I had to try to separate those. It was very difficult at times because, you know, I tried to, you know, there was a situation, and Tank Girl, I'm sure you remember this, with a few people that didn't get along, you know, and I ended up having to let people go out of the company that I didn't want to let go. I just had to, make a statement, you know. I had to say, this is how things are going to be. This is the way it's going to be. I can't please everybody. And if you do something, there's going to be consequences, you know. And that happened, and that was what it was. But I learned very quickly that you can't please everybody if you're doing a storyline. You have to work to, you know, make sure that the management of the company that you're in is okay with it. If they're okay with it, then, you know, if other people get upset, explain to them, you know, just a storyline, you know. One of my personal favorite phrases that I've heard is, drink some cement, harden the fuck up.
True.
Thank you, Relic.
You know?
You're going to get cut easily if you have thin skin.
I have a question for you, Shifty.
Yes.
When the Michael Brewer and Michelle B. and all of them, that storyline took place, I don't remember, but did they come to you and tell you what was going to be going on beforehand?
Well, no. No, they didn't. You know,
okay,
and
I just couldn't remember if they did.
No, they told Amadeus.
Me.
Now, Amadeus at the time was the second command, kind of the way,
right,
you know, things run in RAWF behind the scenes, you know, with him being in charge, and I try and help him out as much as I can. At the time, Amadeus, and I'll say this, you know, unequivocally, best second in command that I could have ever asked for.
Hey, I resent that.
Oh, God, no. Here comes your daily beating,
okay.
Shifty. You deserve it.
Sorry. Anyways, all hilarity aside, thank you. Amadeus got told, he let me know what was going on, and that's all that needed to be done. And I had enough faith in Brewer and his people to carry out whatever storyline they wanted to carry out, you know. But on the other hand, then it got kind of, well, everybody was involved in that knows what happened. I mean, a lot of people didn't like the storyline because it felt like they were going in a direction that had never been gone before, and it really made a lot of people uncomfortable. So, but as of to whether or not we knew, Amadeus did know. They didn't tell me directly. Amadeus is the one that told me.
Yeah, I just couldn't remember, you know, well, you know how my memory is. I just couldn't remember if...
I'm sorry, who are you again?
Do I know you?
I
just couldn't remember if they had come and talked to y'all beforehand. Like I said, you know, with my memory and all, I remember
right,
the storyline. Right. I remember what happened. And it's like I said, you know, personally for me, my manager did not like the way the storyline started. I thought it was a little much. But for, you know, for my character and for what was going on, I let the storyline happen because I'm not a big storyliner, and a lot of that has to do with my amount of time on the game. I just don't have the amount of time on the game that I used to.
The commitment, yeah, you need commitment for a storyline.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
But, you know, you can do short little storylines and storylines that don't take a lot of time. I just don't have a lot of time to do that. But I saw it for what it was. I saw it was a storyline. They had a plan, and I let them do that because I recognized what was going on, and I'm not going to, you know, How could I do a radio show on Back to Basics, not the station, but on the topic of Back to Basics, of what makes wrestling, what makes WWE fun, why do we enjoy it, and all, if I'm going to go in and interject my thoughts, my beliefs,
and break the basic rules
into a storyline.
Yeah, and that would have been I understand.
Hey, Amadeus.
Amadeus, you're unmuted.
Well, if I can interject, Susie.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know when during the storyline with Outlaw and Judgment, when I turned my back on Happy Hour.
Yes.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did. Part of it. But yeah, when I turned my back on Judgment, I had inbox private messages going, how dare you turn your back on Judgment? Like, your career is ruined. You're dead. We're going to, I had people, you know, literally getting pissed about that. And it's like, it's all part of the storyline. And calm down. Some people just could take things way too personally. They got to step back and reevaluate basics.
Mm-hmm.
You can't
okay.
let your controllers take over.
I muted Amadeus. He can let me know when he wants to be unmuted.
Can I point something out here? As far as storylines go, unless it has something to do with you in general, if you are pretty much in the loop, you know, there's no point of interjecting yourself in the middle of a storyline to begin with. Unless you're totally involved, it's specifically having to do with whatever match you're in, whatever personality clashes you may have. And, for example, with me and Sibeli Olfis, and also between me and Lord Amadeus, I mean, those are perfect examples where you can have some sort of civility behind the scenes, but put on a good show to begin with the storyline.
Acting
like the maestro and all that, and we were pretty much like boss versus employee.
You know, some of the most fun storylines I have been a part of, whether I, you know, have been, they're not with people I don't, you know, it's people I talk to behind the scenes and I get along with behind the scenes, whether we were fighting each other or it, you know, whether we get along or not, it's with the people I get along with and I communicate well with behind the scenes. Those are the most fun storylines I have because we work well together and we kind of have an understanding of what each other is going to do and we know it's a storyline and there's no hard feelings involved. And that's
you
where
know
a lot
mess
of
your
people,
gimmicks up.
Yeah.
A lot of people, they get involved in storylines with people they don't know. And
like.
Then they let their don't like they then they let their feelings their at their manager lets their feelings get involved in it, and that's when things blow up, and
exactly.
That's when things go bad, and that's when things turn ugly, and it's not entertaining anymore. It's pathetic.
And then the OOC out of coffee stuff happens, and you know we can't have that.
Yeah, out of control, out of copy paper, whatever you want to call it. You know,
yeah, don't let your controllers take over. Message from the count. Yeah.
And so, sure. You know, it's very important. I think it's really important. If you want to have a really successful storyline, knowing the people, the managers behind the scenes, need to be able to communicate. They may not be the best of friends. Like, I know Shifty and I could, at the drop of the hat, we could have a really good storyline. Because we know each other well, we communicate with each other well. We're friends.
You wouldn't believe how many times I've been storylining just on happy hours, just on something that we want to do on happy hours, and during the musical breaks, that Amadeus and I will be laughing our asses off about what we've been pulling off on the show because we know where it's going. We know what's going to happen. And everybody else is just, you know, we're just having so much fun with it. That's one of the best things about it is that you're having so much fun.
When you have the storyline when Amadeus took over CSW, I remember being on the radio, and I mean, if you remember, y'all, you know, I was I posted time.
Shifty got shafted.
Yes.
Oh God, yes, Shifty got shafted. That was the best.
You know, and we have
it's
free
the penguins. I like that one.
Free CSW, no Amadeus sign. I mean, we had all this stuff going on. And I mean, and it did.
I think that's where Tank Girl came up with Lord Amadeus Canoe.
Yeah, it is too.
And you
that's
know,
exactly what happened.
And it was exactly what you said. When we would go into a song break, we would be in the screening room, all of us just laughing about what we have done.
Now, wait a minute. Did I hear?
Uh-oh, Maestro's here.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Wind tunnel. I think we're at the truck stop.
Welcome to the Maestro.
But you know, we had a lot of fun with that storyline. And we did a lot of things with it. And, you know, I wasn't involved in all the planning and everything. But I saw ways that I could step in and help the storyline along, like making the graphic that said, you know, Shifty got shafted, and you know, but I didn't
that
try
situation
to
situation where you're not inserting yourself into the storyline, but you're playing off of it.
Yeah,
and
helping it.
Just, that's great, and that's exactly what we want. We want people to interact with the storyline, but we don't want them to try and take it over themselves because we know where we're going with it. You know, so
exactly.
When you're doing a storyline like that. And you want to have fun with it. You want people to interact with you. You want people to respond. You just don't want them to respond so much that they're taking over your storyline. You know where you're going
yeah.
with it. You got to keep it going where you want it to go. But that the fact is when you get someone like Elf say Shifty got shafted, you know, and our storyline, it's great.
Elf is just obsessed with shafts in general.
Okay,
that's
I got a question.
That's the only time I ever did
shafts
that.
Of arrows.
Arrows have shafts.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, I got a question. I know Will's out there in the chat. And like I say, I know Will's over the product in this. Okay, Will, here's a question. We know that the code of ethics and all that stuff that you guys are doing is for Unstoppable. If there is a storyline building in a particular company itself, do they have a little more leeway on pushing different type things, or is it still do those rules go straight across the
board?
Yeah, because it is in
like
the
if it's a
feed
storyline, it would probably be more.
Yeah, like in a
key
company, does someone have a little
rules.
More? Do they have a little more leeway in a company to do it?
I would hope so. You're paying for the company. You're paying for the, you know, to upgrade the company, make it a federation, all that stuff. I'd imagine there's some kind of, you know, I wouldn't say complete leeway because there's still, you know, terms and services and code of conduct and all those can't be racist, can't be, you know, completely
right.
derogatory. There's rules.
Yeah,
you can gay bash a little, but you can't, like, you know, completely gay bash.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Does it depend on the company owners? Okay, the line is the line. Okay,
well,
line. But we're looking
well,
at,
you know,
if no one complains. Okay, so if no one complains, I say okay.
Well, it's like with CSW and with my company that I had, it was a PG-13 company. Those were PG-13 companies. So even though that's not what the the terms of services or the code of conduct, they have a little more leeway in that regard, but there was a standard set by those companies, by the owners, by the GMs and all, that there were certain things that weren't allowed. And so it depends on what's acceptable in the company and not.
It does.
What kind of standard the owner has set for their company's personal code of conduct.
Even then, it was very difficult to try and police everything.
Oh yeah.
Well, the
but
okay,
Judge Will has responded to you, by the way, in case you have not, in case you
yeah,
missed his response.
Yeah, I saw that. But you know, here's the thing. How do I put this? Okay, let's say, for instance, who's in the chat? I can use Leia Dreamwolf. Okay, I'm going to use Leia for instance. Let's say Leia hates Judge. She
don't
cannot
tell John
stand
you're
Judge.
Using her.
She don't want anything to do with Judge. Anything Judge does, she has a fit over. So if I make a scene in a company, and I'm in OAWF, and I'm making a scene in the company of Amadeus and Shifty, and they're okay with it, well, Leia's not in the company, but yet she catches wind of the scene Judgment made in the company, and she reports it being offensive. See, there's the thing you got to understand. Where do you get the lines on storyline, and then because some people, let's face it, we all got haters out there. So if
I do,
yeah, we all got haters.
You might be the exception, Shifty.
You might be the exception, but I'm just talking like you know, someone can just go and say, "Well, I find this scene offensive." So what's going to be the type of I guess type of lines people can cross? If the person's not in the company and they don't have me fanned or have me blocked, then they really shouldn't be able to see anything I do, should they?
Well, you know, I think there's some flaws with the blocking, because I know that I have a specific some person blocked. I am in a company with, I think I may have been more than one company, but I know I'm in RAWF with that person. And one of the few days I was actually around and was able to help Amadeus set up the Superstar show, you know, I was setting the undercard match, and I was able to go into the match and post in the match, you know, please post your wins and trash talk here. And I was able to post it, but I have this person blocked. I have this person blocked. I should not be able to talk in any of their matches. And I've had round robin matches with them, and there's the chat, there's the trash talk bar. And so I think they do have some issues with the blocking.
Well, from my experience, I know I'm only blocked by a few people, and Brutality is one of the ones that has blocked me. So every time I see him in USL, I'll be like, you know, hey, I'll try, I haven't tried in a while, but back in the day, I'd be like, hey, you know, I'd try to say hi, you know, hey, long time, and it would never enter the text, so I could never talk to him. I've never had a problem getting tried to, you know, I've never been allowed to talk when someone blocks me.
Yeah, well, I've seen that, and I've even double-checked to make sure I still have that person blocked, because, you know, I've been in cases where Unstoppable has defanned me from people. So, you know, I went in and I checked, did they unblock me? Did they click the unblock for me? Well, I don't know.
That makes sense.
Unblocked.
I've had a few people that go, I thought you fanned me months ago. I'm like, I did fan you months ago, but I'm not your fan anymore. I didn't do it. It's like, okay, I'll go do that.
Well, okay, then the next question is it okay for us to use storylines from WWE?
Yes.
Okay,
wait, Wheels back. Let's see what Wheels got.
Everything's recycled. WWE used to use WWE storylines all the time.
Well,
right, that's what I'm saying. But here's what gets me. Oh,
sorry.
Go ahead, Susie. Sorry.
It's a reuse, reuse, recycle.
Here's my take. Okay, so you see a really good storyline on WWE. Take it and make it your own. Tweak it so that it's, you know, maybe use the basis, the general premise, but make it your own. Tweak it, change it a little bit, make it what you want it to be. And then I think that's going to actually create a more fun, okay, that's really not proper English, but, you know, I think that will create a better storyline that's a little more entertaining, a little more engaging, and all than just going verbatim for what they're doing on the WWE.
Here's my take on that, because I have stolen storylines from WWE before, current, including a current one I'm doing. Or that me and a certain person are doing. I know, right? How could I? But here's the thing for me.
How could you?
I'll watch WWE, see a really good storyline, and because I've been doing this Wrestler Unstoppable thing for so long, I picture this. I can't think of an example right off the top of my head, but I picture some of you doing that storyline. Certain people. If a certain storyline reminds me of Judgment and some of the things he's done, then I'll picture Judgment being in that storyline. And like, that'd be kind of cool if he tried that in his own little way.
But
use Cody Rhodes' gimmick and hand out paper bags to the audience members.
Don't talk over the owner.
Sorry.
He's one of the hosts. I think you hit the nail on the head, though, Amadeus, when you said in his own way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, though, but the storyline that you're doing, that you're recycling from WWE, are you doing it verbatim like they did?
Nope. Of course not. Can't
no.
do that.
Well, and so that, and, you know, making, I think the people who are, the people that are doing that, make changing it up a little bit, making it fit them, are the ones that are successful. It's the ones that are trying to do it verbatim, just like what the WWE did. They're the ones that aren't successful. They're not as entertaining, and people are complaining, well, you're just being a ripoff, a copycat, whatever you want to call them. That's why I say you need to, you know, you use the premise, but make it your own and make it fit your character or the characters involved in it. Make it fit what y'all are doing. Don't just be verbatim what WWE is doing.
You know, I mean.
Well, what if I want to do that?
You could probably pull it off, But, you know, most of the people, though, and I hate to say it, but a lot of them, they just can't pull that off. You have an entertainment value about you that, you know, you could do it. But a lot of people,
I'm boring. I wouldn't be able to pull something like that off.
But
I love when Candy Shanks.
She's a great storyliner.
Hilarious.
Shifty could storyline the phone book.
Yep. Yes,
I mean, that's the thing with Bash. And you know, when I
damn it, Judge, you just gave away the premise for the next happy hours. Now we got to change it up.
No, when I was asking
you
the question,
dirty rat bastard, you.
No, but see, Shifty is probably one of the few people that, like, I asked the question: is there someone you want to storyline with, but haven't? Is there someone you have storyline with and you don't want a storyline with the game, Shifty is one of the people that I would have to say I would be intimidated to storyline with Shifty. I would actually be scared to storyline with Shifty just because Shifty is so good at what he does. We've seen it on radio shows. We've seen it in different areas that Shifty, you give Shifty any kind of situation, he will turn it into an Oscar-winning performance. And Shifty is
Are you going to the Halloween show with this?
No. Just like Halloween show, you ran it, you did great. But like I said, Shifty would be one.
I had no idea that was coming, by the way. None whatsoever.
Yeah, that was all completely thrown on at him.
Yeah. That's why I would feel so intimidated, and I would be scared to try to even storyline with Shifty just for the fact that Shifty's so good at what he does. And there's no way of even I would say if I went into storyline with Shifty, it would be a total, utterly disaster on my part.
You did yourself no credit.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, to pull a storyline like what Outlaw and I did, pulling it all the way off like that, carrying it over from different radio shows, different companies, and to carry it for, like, 2 or 3 months. There's no way. There's no way I could do it.
That's what I want to do that with somebody sometime. I haven't had, you know, I've done storylines, you know, with Amadeus, and I love working with Amadeus. I think he's one of the best. In my personal opinion, ever. But, you know, I don't get that many other people to work with because, you know, I think people have that stigma of, like, I'm not up to Shifty's level. I can't storyline with Shifty. I'll work with anybody. I mean, for God's sake, I worked with V-Dizzle. I mean, it didn't work out that well, but for God's sake, I'll work with anybody. I mean, I tried working with V-Dizzle and you know.
You worked
God,
with Tad.
God bless him. I mean, I worked with Tad, too. I mean, I'll work with anyone. I have so much of a passion of just wanting to go out there and entertain people. And I'll tell you one thing. You don't have to worry about me. Hell, I even worked a storyline with Realm recently. I buried him alive at the end, but, you know.
Hey, Shifty. Speaking of burying Realm alive, and as the newest co-host of Back to Basics, you said in the radio chat earlier that you wanted a storyline with the Count.
Well, yeah, I thought that would be fun. You know, we've used storyline with Candy, and I've had a little tiny taste of it. I thought it might be fun time.
Well, you know, it's 2014 probably is not a good year at this moment, but 2015 has new opportunities. So you never know down
the
line.
Right. You never know down the line. Absolutely. I mean, yeah, you know, it might happen. You know?
I enjoy Shifty. He's one of my personal top five.
Oh, you're number three.
Thanks.
I appreciate that. Wait a minute, I'm not number one, you bastard.
I know, I'm a bastard.
I should be everybody's number one. No, I'm kidding.
My number one is Gunslinger. Hello. No.
Never mind.
I'm kidding.
You know, I've officially lost a lot of respect for you with that last comment. No, I'm kidding. I have so much fun. See, just like that. I'm going to give a little bit of a heads up on what I like. I'm improv. I love improv. You know, just give me something. I'll fucking run with it. That's what I do.
One word, Halloween last year when you had to go through the haunted alleyways and whatnot.
Oh, dear God.
Kevin Kelly says that she would love to storyline with you, Shifty.
There you go.
She would have a blast storylining with you, but I
think it would be fun. Halloween. you're going back to Halloween, yes.
Jeez, this is starting to build up to a 6-on-1 handicap match, Shifty against the world.
Well, you know, remember when we did the Unstoppable Super Show and you, the first Halloween special? You know?
This guy looks haunted.
Yeah, that was, and, you know, how many people know that heard that? He wasn't even there. We pre-recorded all of Shifty.
Are you serious?
For that show.
Yeah, it was.
I wasn't there for that one.
I wasn't able to be there, so I just had them. I had them pre-record it, and we went with it from there, and you know, it just worked.
Oh, Shifty, Kelly's jumping up and down in the chat. Pick me, pick me. Pick me, pick me.
But you know, but I mean that's the kind of, you know, that's what's so fun about the things like that, where you can just do random off the wall stuff. It's what's so fun about storylining. And I think so many times everybody tries to do serious, you know, it, and that they forget, you know, there's all kinds of different storylines. The important thing is to have fun with it.
Oh, yeah. And
yeah, if you're not having fun, what's the point of doing anything?
I'll be perfectly honest. There's other characters that I would love to bring out. You know, I have more than just the Shifty character. You know, I have more than just the Shifty character. I have, you know, there's other characters that I have. I mean, my buddy, my dearly departed brother in arms, our good friend Xanther and I, we had a tag team. We never even got to debut. It was called the Catastrophic Apostrophe. It was the Reverend Ernest Lee Sincere and Psycho Sam Attic. and Psycho Sam Attic was exactly what you would expect him to be. He was totally off the wall. And then there's Reverend Ernest Lee Sincere, who's basically based on a televangelist.
What about Warren Shifter?
Oh, Warren Shifter.
I saw that.
Warren Shifter was just another layer of the Shifty character that
I tried
at one point. And I didn't do very well with it, and I haven't really revisited it all that much, but it still sits there as a extra layer if I ever need to use it. It's, you know, but I kind of phased it out with the whole, you know, Shifty needs to be drunk to stay alive thing, because the whole thing with Warren Shifter, part of the Shifty character, is that's what happens when Shifty gets drunk, gets sober. He becomes an asshole. A womanizing asshole. But if he gets sober, he can also die because his body's addicted to Midnight Hobo. But that's part of the layers of the character, you know?
You have to have weaknesses, right?
You know what I would like to see going back to copying storylines from WWE, and it occurred to me, the milk truck incident with Austin, but replace it with Shifty and Hobo.
What do you want me to
Who's
kill people?
No,
kill people? Seriously.
Well, my favorite was Austin and the Zamboni.
Yes.
What is it with you and Shaft and Bonies?
Never mind.
And hose, apparently.
Never mind.
Seriously. Hey.
Shifty, Shifty, Shifty.
What did I do now?
I have no idea. I'm just tisking you because it seemed like the right thing to do. Candy wasn't spanking you, so I had to tisk you.
Candy spanks me enough. I don't need any more. Never mind.
Shifty needs a spanking. He told me himself. I got a private message from him,
spank.
I swear.
He's a beating, not a spanking. He's beating.
No, a clown abuse is not funny, Tanky.
We have a PSA on that.
Yes, we do.
It's true. We do. We do have a PSA on that. Clown abuse is not funny.
Hey, Shifty.
Oh,
I have some cake for you.
Oh, God. Did you just say cake? Did you just say cake?
Cake.
Cake.
Oh, luckily, Candy is resting. She can't hear anything right now. Oh, God.
Oh, damn.
The hearing.
That was shrill.
That was very brisk.
That's
makes sense.
Echoing.
That. Oh.
Okay.
Moving on. That killed the mood with that scream. I feel like it's called the cops.
Scary.
Popo's coming.
The Popo?
Someone's getting mugged.
All right, is everybody okay?
Someone called the Popo? I gotta go.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. He's off on his pogo stick, heading into the night.
Did y'all happen to cover the B2B sponsors before I got here?
Oh,
and sadly, we did not.
Okay.
Real quick,
we have about 15 minutes of the show left. So before we run out of time, I want to make sure that we thank all of the sponsors of the Back to Basics radio show. And remember, if you would like to get your company as a sponsor of B2B, you need to message me, and I'll let you know how. And if you are a sponsor of Back to Basics currently, I need to get with you about replacing our links with our scene link, because we have a new scene, because we have a new time. And so if you're looking for a company, check out some of these companies that are sponsoring Back to Basics Radio. And also, if you have a company that's a sponsor and you have an event coming up, let me know and I'll be happy to highlight it. All right, we've got Fairy Tale Wrestling, WeLoveWrestling.com, The Candy Shop, NIVW, No Innocent Victims Wrestling, 4UK Wrestling, Alternate Wrestling Entertainment, RNRW, Rock and Roll Wrestling, Network Wrestling Alliance, Dark Side Wrestling Federation, World Championship Wrestling, The Unstoppable Lounge, Keystone Championship Wrestling, 1X Wrestling, Karma Hardcore Championship Wrestling, NAWF, Realms House of Shattered Dreams, NMOD, Hardcore Wrestling Alliance, Global International Wrestling, Corpus Playhouse, Radical American Wrestling Federation, RAWF, Extreme Psychotic Championship Wrestling, Howling Mad Productions, Breaking Point Wrestling, NJPW, New Japan Pro Wrestling, D'Angelo's Down and Dirty Wrestling Corporation, Vegas Coin Wrestling, Future Stars of Wrestling. That's all one company there. Lucha Underground and Wrestler Unstoppable Brand Wrestling.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Yes. And also, Wrestler Unstoppable Brand Wrestling is looking for sitters. So if you've got an open company spot and you could help them out, please go and message the owner. His name and link is in the chat. The scene. And let him know you heard about it here on Back to Basics. So,
Back to Basics.
Does anybody have anything they want to promote before we...
Count Dreyfnock has a company to promote.
Well, go for it. We need to get you on our list.
We do. It's Extreme Wrestling Alliance, formerly owned by Punisher, but now owned and headed by... Count Thraithnok, and it is a great company. 2.5K open challenges, and, you know, I think it's about 8 titles we have, and it's lots of fun. We have a no defense title. We have a whole bunch of people. We have Angel of Death is our hardcore champion, and Big Daddy Demented is our world heavyweight champion. So there's some, you know, tough, stiff competition, and we're always looking for sitters and or contracts and joining. We have tournaments weekly. And, you know,
and see, that's how you
as a new owner, I have so much fun with it.
True.
What?
I said that's how you also promote a storyline. I mean, you took the company from Punisher, and that's part of your storyline, right? Right? Right?
Well, you know,
right?
This is a part of it.
True. Susie.
That's how you do it, though.
Yes.
Well, see, back in the day, Count, before Steffers, had infatuations with two ladies that later... Punisher dated and, you know, totally was a horrible dick in a relationship sense. So Count,
never mind.
You know, knew that he only cares about his company and not his ladies. So I stole his company to take his real baby.
Well, you take the babies. Susie, I got something to promote. People have asked for it, and guess what? It is back.
It's back.
What?
Oh!
out the way when I'm passing through.
I got
head to the front and the back of you.
I got
the world in my hands, you can have it too.
I got
two middle fingers and they pointed at you.
That's right, people. You have asked for it. We are returning on the 28th of December, Sunday night. The Misfits are returning to radio. Oh, it's just going to be so good. So get your little Christmas. Get all your little family around. Gather them. Put you some presents. Get your presents opened. Enjoy all your little hot cocoa and your eggnog, because on Sunday night, the 28th at 10 o'clock, we're back. It's going to be so fun.
All right.
You're all screwed now.
Yeah. All right. And question, Kelly.
How many Misfits are going to be there? Sorry, Susie.
No, that's okay. Go ahead, Judgy.
As of right now, it would be myself and Caden Steele and Christopher D'Angelo may make an appearance along with 187.
And somebody's rhino corning.
yes, that's right, me. Kelly, get over it.
Well, you know I have to mention it.
I try my best not to.
Somebody's in a bad mood. Do I need to mute you? Yeah.
I just found out that Judge is doing his radio show on the night I'd planned on doing the RAW pay-per-view.
Uh-oh.
Well, remember,
we can
do two shows.
Yeah, you can do two shows.
It's on the same night as what?
You're doing
the
pay-per-view.
Pay-per-view.
Jingle Hell Rock will be December 28th.
Damn. All right. I need to reschedule ours so they don't overlap.
All right. And Kelly asked me to promote her company, Hounds of Justice Hardcore Wrestling, and she put a link out there in the chat to the recruitment scene. So go check it. Go check out Kelly. And Drifty has an event that he's put together. He doesn't give any details, but he does give the little scene link. So go check out those scenes, people.
Yes, listen to my little mini-me.
Amadeus, you have anything you want to promote?
Well, RWF Happy Hours tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We may be crowning a new World Heavyweight Champion. We were supposed to have a Carol parody contest, but I think I'm going to push that back a week. Because,
thank God.
Shell made me promise not to say.
Bubble said, thank God.
You get another week, Bubbles.
Yay!
I'm ready to
leave!
All right, Tank, real quick, Tank, you have anything to promote?
Not at the moment, Susie. I'm all blank and got nothing.
All right, Shifty?
Let me see here. I would like to promote Candy's ass. It is perfect in every way. Thank you.
Okay. White Lightning?
I'm good.
Bubs?
I was going to say, you better not be promoting Candy's ass, too.
I was tempted.
Oh, goodness me.
CSWF Christmas tourney. We may be making it a join and leave. Anybody wants to make a donation and join the tourney, I'll probably have the tourney itself up next week for entries.
She just say donation.
I said donations. You stop picking on my dang accent.
Well,
I like to get worse. The more aggravated she gets.
Did she just tell someone to axe it?
Actually,
I like your damn accent.
The accent.
All right. I'm going to promote the Back to Basics Facebook page. We have a Facebook page for Back to Basics Radio Network. They're on Facebook. Be sure to like us. Check out the notes section. We've got two new shows. Well, really, reincarnation of one show, and a new show is going to be starting after the new year. We're going to have something every night of the week. So be sure to check out the notes section and the Facebook page and catch up on everything that's going on here on the Back to Basics Radio Network. And with that, I'm going to tell everybody who's out there in the chat, thank you for tuning in live. We appreciate you. It's because of all of our listeners that we're able to do this every week, and we appreciate you. If you have any topic suggestions, message myself or even Count, and we'll take them into consideration. May not do them, but we'll take them into consideration. And on that note,
Susie,
I have...
Wait a minute.
I'm going to play... Hurry.
Will wants you to promote something. Will
wants
to promote WrestlerUnstoppable.com.
Okay.
He just said
he wanted
you to promote.
Oh, okay. Is Will one of the... Okay. Anyway,
yeah, he's the product manager.
Please
Will.
Check out WrestlerUnstoppable.com, which is basically just Wrestler Unstoppable here, folks. If it wasn't for Wrestler Unstoppable, we wouldn't be here as characters making idiots out of ourselves around our family. No, I'm joking. Just joking here, folks. Anyway, I have a song to play us out, so we'll be back in the after party here in just a few minutes.
Good night, everybody.
See ya.
Hi-ya. Good night, Unstoppable.
Good night, sweetheart.
I saw the light fade from the sky. On the wind I heard a sigh. As the snowflakes cover my fallen brothers, I will say this last goodbye. Night is now. this way, but now comes the day to bid you farewell. I bid you all a very fond farewell.
Okay, we are back, and that was the last goodbye. That was the closing song from The Battle of the Five Armies, The Hobbit. And that was sung by Billy Boyd, who played... who did Billy Boyd play?
Wasn't it Pippin or Merry?
It was.
Come here.
He played Pippin in.
Yeah, that's who it was.
Come here.
In The Lord of the Rings.
I almost cried.
I thought she was firing me. I cried.
Isn't it pretty? Isn't it a pretty song?
No, it's beautiful.
I just thought, end of the show, last goodbye. I thought it was fitting. But no.
It was so pretty, I had to ask myself. It's Capital
One. Could
you call yourself
self?
What's in your wallet?
I'll be honest here. I'm being perfectly honest. I thought that was Count singing.
Well, Count is, he does sing good when he sings.
No, that was Billy Boyd.
Count, I want you to sing me a lullaby tonight before I go to bed.
Oh, Amadeus.
Thank you
for putting the parody back away, because I had said something earlier like, oh shit, I gotta record it, I ain't done it yet.
No recording,
no,
it's gonna
to be live.
Yeah,
it's gonna be live. What do you mean, recording? We don't do recording.
What do you mean?
Recorded on Audacity. I'm going to have some help, and I know the kid will not sing on live radio. So,
wait, Bubbles. Who you're not Miranda Lambert. You don't do recordings.
No, my kid is not going to come in here and sing on live radio.
Don't tell him.
Why not?
Don't tell him it's live. Just tell her it's recording.
Nobody can
and
see
she'll
them.
Think it's recording.
No.
Somebody's watching.
No.
Trick them. Hoodwink your child.
Oh,
that was
sarcastic. Excuse me, I have the hiccups.
Yes, excuse.
Oh, yeah. It hurts.
I can't argue with that 19-year-old. She's bigger than me.
But you know what? You're her mama. You brought her into the world. You can still take her out of it.
I'm fixing to. She keeps getting... you know what? I've only got a few more months. Then she graduates. Then she's off to college. And then no more kids.
Bye-bye.
Have one.
Yes, I know. You're my big kid.
Hey, if you ever get in a fight, though, you've forgotten more than she's ever known. Think about it. Or forget it.
That was smarter.
Well, you know, when my brother and sister-in-law got married, my brother had two children from his first marriage, and I, at the rehearsal dinner, I went up to my, at the time, future sister-in-law, and I tapped her on the shoulder, and I said, you know you're marrying into a family with three children. Eventually, James and Catherine will grow up. I guess everybody in my family was warning her about marrying my brother, and she thought we didn't like her. We didn't like him. And... But a couple of years later, she told Glenda, came up to me and said, you know, Nikki, you were right.
Well, Count, congratulations on your first night in your show. I think you done great.
Well, second night, technically, but...
Well, second
first
night,
official. I just... Official night, yes.
Yeah, we gotta get a figure
you,
out
Judge.
A time to meet up together this week and teach you how to use the studio.
Monday and Tuesday are all open for me, so you pick a time and I will honor it.
Okay.
It's not that hard. I haven't been in there since the changes, but it isn't really all that hard.
Yeah, it's... So, Judge, you just...
Pardon? Pretty easy.
Do what?
I was going to say, if you want the lullaby, just let me know when you're going to bed, and I can sing you a verse or two.
Oh, he's going to sing a lullaby. I'm going night-night right now. Let me go put my pretty pajamas on. Yeah.
Okay, make sure you put your bunny slippers on, too.
Can you sing Soft Kitty?
No, I wasn't going to... fine. No, I'm not going to
do it. Oh, you're going to sing Soft Kitty. Oh.
Do you really want Soft Kitty? I will totally gimmick and fringe then.
I want your Soft Kitty.
That'd be cool. I have a Soft Kitty t-shirt, with the song on it.
Is it a Soft t-shirt, or it's...
Sorry. I love Soft Kitty.
Well, the reason I thought Count singing Soft Kitty would be good for me, because listening to Count sing it would make it a Rick Tiger.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah, Count's got it. Count has that kind of voice.
Well, then, Judgment, who am I to cock block you or erection?
Oh, you don't want to do
whatever
that.
Word is.
We'll
block
you. He's a cock block.
Judge once had a boyfriend named Cock Block. He had to break up with his cock.
And this is why we love you.
I used to have a boyfriend named Pineapple, but I had to dump him because every time I called his name, I was wanting a cake.
I thought you had to break up with him because he had a spiny exterior.
Ooh, that too. But getting in his hole
was so good.
And then
there's the whole top, you know, the whole hair thing.
But once you got in, the cream was good. Milk.
That's a coconut.
Oh, wait, they don't have... That's a coconut.
That's utter...
That's a coconut.
That's just utter nonsense.
I want a duck.
There was no mention
talking about
of
melting,
a
I think that's
duck.
Yeah, I want a duck. Quack, quack.
Okay, Daffy.
Lay down.
Count has a duck hat
despicable.
He found at a thrift store. Fluckering, fuck a that.
About awesome. That's
lay
awesome.
Down.
Holy shit, I can't believe I actually did that.
Hey, Count, can you do Bobby from Bobby's World, you know, as in Howie Mandel's character?
No, I don't know. I don't know about Howie Mandel's character.
I'm gonna have to practice.
My name is Bobby.
I can't do it anymore.
Hello, my name is Bobby.
I can do Towley.
I can do his mom.
I did his dad.
Never mind. Oh my God.
Mr.
Hankey
was fun though.
Yeah, Mr. Hankey, Christmas Pooh. Oh God, I love him. Oh no, now
okay.
I gotta do this song.
Hey, talking about
beautiful.
Mr. Hankey's Christmas World, I'm going to Minecraft.
Hey, how about this? I can do a famous voice. Maybe you guys know this one.
I'm just waiting for the mustard on paper boy to bring me some good news.
Oh my God. Oh,
get back over here, you tubby son of a bitch.
Oh, you keep going.
I can play video games in my basement.
Can you say, oh, look, it's the paper boy? I just need to hear that line.
Oh, look, it's the muscly on paper boy bringing me some good news.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
Oh, there was a triple snort.
I'm not snorting, but tanky, goddamn.
Oh, God.
You're snorting for three.
I got permagrin.
Are you pregnant with twins? Because you're snorting for three.
I know it, right? No, I'm not.
Hopefully not snorting drugs, though. That would be horrible.
Bring your fine ass back here, you tubby some bitch.
I dated a guy one time named Bring Your Fine Ass Back Here.
Did you date a guy one time named what?
Bring your fine eyes back here.
Oh, my God.
Did you break up with him, too? Or did he dump you?
No, I kept him because he had a fine ass.
God. Was it a bubble butt?
He had an ass.
I'm
not crying. He wore his jeans. He had an ass, and he wore his jeans so tight, you could read the date on a dollar bill folded in his pocket.
My God. Damn.
A little known fact about Judgment. He actually had a dog once. He named it Stain. So every time he said, come Stain, come Stain, he would giggle. That's the whole reason.
Yeah,
but it's trading bad jokes here, right? I figured it's comedy hour.
That was funny.
You want to hear one of my favorite bad jokes?
Yes.
Sure.
Well, you guys have already heard it a few times, you know.
When
people start comparing penis sizes, I always say I'm hung like a baby. You know, 7 pounds, 9 ounces, 21 inches long.
Oh, God.
The baby's arm. Yeah.
You gotta love the pun police. They come and punch and pummel you.
You know, some days, Shifty, I'm tempted to change my Facebook username to Nobody. So when I see some crappy post, I can like it and just say, Nobody likes this.
Oh, wow.
Shifty, check your Facebook. I sent you a message, please.
Oh,
no,
dear God, not
Shifty. It's a trap. It's a trap, Shifty. Be careful.
What's the matter with you? A lost opportunity.
No, I think storylining went good tonight. I think the thing went pretty good. Your questions and answers and all everybody participated. Thingamajig.
Participated?
That's the word I was trying to say.
Thank you so much for asking some questions, Judgment.
Okay, now
yeah,
you
thank you. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Alfie, do me a favor.
Tactical, sorry.
Put me in the screening room with Bubbles. I got to ask her something real quick.
I didn't do it.
It was her. Everybody saw her.
Okay, I don't know which one is Bubbles.
478.
Okay. There you go. They're in the screening room.
Ooh.
All the rumors we
Hey, life is all about perspectives. The sinking of the Titanic was a miracle for the lobsters in the kitchen.
Ow. Just not the Irish.
Well, no, the Irish. They went first. Just like at a kegger.
Sorry, I'm Irish. That's the only reason why I said that. Sorry, Irish.
You don't say tank girls. You don't say you're Irish.
Yeah. Red hair and freckles. I bloody well hope so.
Oh, sure now she's Irish.
Don't channel.
If you held my ball, you couldn't be my caddy.
Okay, what?
Oh, sorry, it's epic rap. It's William Wallace versus George Washington, epic rap battle of history. It is horribly awesome. Hey, Judgment, you talked about having an erect tiger, right?
Yes.
Oh, geez.
Well, I've heard that you have a heart of a lion, but a lifetime ban from the zoo. Do you want to comment?
Oh.
What am I about?
What? Candy cane. Candy cane.
Candy cane.
Candy canes.
Candy.
Give me Candy's cane out of this. It's firmly placed in my pants. You leave it alone.
Candy canes.
TMI.
I
was surprised you
wasn't
on a silver platter held on the mantle of your fireplace.
So many candy canes in the store, you don't know which one to buy.
You buy the butterscotch ones. Like, is that a question?
No.
I made a wreath out of candy canes last year.
Oh.
Bubs, you broke my browser. Now I'm going to have to refresh.
Oh, damn.
Get some Mentos.
Oh. It wasn't my fault. That wasn't my fault. That had everything to do with lightning. He's the one that wants to talk to you.
Well, there was a power surge.
Oh, God.
All right, you guys,
oh, God. Are you
because he's behind me playing on my phone, and I've got some ranking stuff to do.
Me too.
Well, you rank it up.
Judge, I'll see you in Minecraft, Judge.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to Mind Snap.
It's like an addiction, you two. See you later, Bob. And Lightning.
We're going to Minecraft. I'll see y'all later. Talk to you later.
Well, with that,
I hope you enjoy digging and mining.
And crafting.
Yeah,
crafting.
I
gotta go build a pizza.
I'm eating a pizza.
I had one today. Oh, my God. We went to Dollywood and I had pizza like crazy.
Oh, have you seen the new Pizza Hut pizzas? They now have more flavors and toppings. And
I don't know. I posted some pictures on Facebook from Dollywood today. Yeah, my phone sucks because it didn't get many pictures.
We either all have horrible diet or it's just happenstance because I ate pizza today, too.
Well, you know, I didn't get, you know, 15 for supper or anything because of that, you know, ref class. But so we ordered pizza. Yummy. But, you know, pizza's good for you, though. It has all, all the major
depends on the toppings you get.
It has all the all the major food groups.
Oh, it does.
Mm-hmm.
I had feta cheese, tomatoes, fungi tomatoes, and chicken today. Way too many carbs.
That's why I like, you know what I like doing with making pizza? You can make a roasted cauliflower crust.
How does
it
taste?
A lot less carbs. It's great. Absolutely great.
We'll have to get the recipe from you. I thought White Lightning had left, but, you know, I'm all for trading recipes.
All right, see you guys. Good night.
All right. Wait, hold on, Judge.
What?
Can you wait just a minute? Because when you hang up, the show ends.
Okay.
All right, and because our host call is going to be hanging up, I want to say thank you to everybody who joined in live and all of you who joined in for the after party and called in and listened to replays. And remember, check out the Facebook page. We will be back here next week on the 12th.
WrestlerUnstoppable.com.
Yep, check out WrestlerUnstoppable.com. We will be back here on the 12th at 10:30 p.m. on the East Coast. And with that, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Everybody have
a good night, Shifty.
Good night, Shifty.